With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is the final day of President Trump's two-day state visit to the U.K. Following yesterday's pomp and pageantry, today the BBC's Georgia Roberts says the President and Prime Minister Starmer will get down to work with talks at the Prime Minister's country residence, Chequers.
The two leaders will view the Sir Winston Churchill archives held at the residence, playing to the President's great admiration for the wartime leader. Then it'll truly be down to business, with a bilateral meeting and a business reception both on the agenda. There'll also be a news conference rounding up the day's events. After the careful choreography that's dominated most of Mr. Trump's unprecedented second state visit so far, this is the moment that's most at risk of going off script.
The two leaders expected to discuss economic cooperation as well as the conflicts in Ukraine and Gaza. Deadly gunfire in York County, Pennsylvania. The victims, members of the Thin Blue Line.
I can confirm that there were five law enforcement officers who were shot today. Three fatally, two that were transported here to Wellspan in York.
In critical but stable condition, according to Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner Christopher Paris. Shots rang out as the officers were following up on a domestic-related investigation. The suspect was shot dead by police. At long last, the Federal Reserve is cutting its benchmark interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point. It means the cost of borrowing will be coming down a bit, although President Trump's new appointee to the Fed's Board of Governors had wanted a larger rate cut. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell suggests there could be at least one more rate cut coming later in the year. And on Wall Street, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures are up 321 points. This is SRN News. How religious is your state?
According to a detailed ranking compiled by the Pew Research Center, Mississippi is the most religious state in the nation. 50% of its residents can be considered highly committed to their faith. South Carolina comes in second, followed by South Dakota, Louisiana, and Tennessee. At the other end of the spectrum, Vermont is the least religious state, followed by New Hampshire, Maine, the District of Columbia, and Nevada. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Midwest has a well-deserved reputation for friendliness and hospitality, but a new report finds the region is having a problem with anti-Semitism. Survey by the Anti-Defamation League charts a 68% increase in anti-Semitic incidents around the Midwest from 2023 to 2024. In fact, the problem is a national and global one, but the ADL says the rise in anti-Semitic incidents in the Midwest was higher than in any other separate region. This is SRN News. The National Toy Hall of Fame announcing its 12 finalists for the class of 2025.
The contenders include tabletop favorites Battleship, Catan, Connect Four, Spirograph, and Trivial Pursuit, as well as Scooters, Slime, Snow, Cornhole, and the Star Wars lightsaber. Furby and Tickle Me Elmo round out the finalists chosen from among the thousands of nominees the Rochester, New York Museum receives each year. The public can vote until September 24th, and the winners will be announced in November. Keith Peters, Washington.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney is heading south today. He visits Mexico in an effort to diversify trade and as America's neighbors prepare for a review of the free trade deal with the U.S. More than 75% of Canada's exports go to the U.S., while more than 80% of Mexico's exports go there. More details, SRNNews.com.